As the nationwide lockdown gradually eases, Nigerians worry about significant increases in food prices. Farmers and traders have blamed the hikes to COVID-19, high transportation costs, and scarcity of some essential food items. Yunus Halilu, the Abuja chairman of All Farmers Association Nigeria, said the Boko Haram crisis in the northern part of the country also contributed to the increase.
People are not safe. Farmers who were producing foods, most of them cannot go to their farm because of insecurity. So all those things still boil down to all this inflation.
Halilu encouraged more investment in agriculture to boost production.
The way forward is actually for the private sectors to come into agribusiness. The production capacity is very low. Storage capacity is not there. Production capacity is very low. Private sectors has to come in.
Nigerians' inflation rate rose 12.56% in June compared with a month earlier, according to the latest Consumer Price Index report released by the Nigeria Bureau of Statistics. Major markets across Abuja have been hit with low patronage as traders complained of low sales due to alternate opening of the markets.
Something that I buy is cheap before. Now it's a double money and you to buy it. I buy almost 8,000 naira for bag. Now they say that it's 5,000.
You buy Nigeria rice, 21,000. And before, 13,000.
Market is not moving because of coronavirus. People don't come to buy.
A resident of Abuja, Miriam John, lamented on how the hike in food prices has affected her.
Ogu leaf that, 200 naira is enough to make soup for me. Now I buy 1,000 naira and it's still not enough. So things have really gone bad and the salary has not increased. It's the same thing.
She called on governments to intervene to save Nigerians from high food prices. For VOA News, this is Gift Agiriga from Abuja, Nigeria.